Chapter 3. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man's wife, will he return to her again? Won't that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the prostitute with many lovers, yet return again to me, says the Lord. Lift up your eyes to the bare heights and see. Where have you not been lain with? By the ways have you sat for them, as an Arabian in the wilderness, and you have polluted the land with your prostitution and with your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. Yet you have a prostitute's forehead, you refuse to be ashamed. Will you not from this time cry to me, My Father, you are the guide of my youth? Will he retain his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, you have spoken and have done evil things, and have had your way. Moreover, the Lord said to me in the days of Josiah the king, Have you seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain, and under every green tree, and there has played the prostitute. I said, after she had done all these things, She will return to me, but she didn't return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. I saw when, for this very cause that backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet treacherous Judah, her sister, didn't fear, but she also went and played the prostitute. It happened through the lightness of her prostitution that the land was polluted, and she committed adultery with stones and with stocks. Yet for all this her treacherous sister Judah has not returned to me with her whole heart, but only in pretense, says the Lord. The Lord said to me, Backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, Return, you backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not look in anger on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Return, backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am a husband to you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. It shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, they shall say no more, The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they miss it, neither shall it be made any more. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the stubbornness of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, to the land that I gave for an inheritance to your fathers. But I said, How will I put you among the children, and give you a pleasant land, a good heritage of the host of the nations? And I said, You shall call me my father, and shall not turn away from following me. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, house of Israel, says the Lord. A voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and petitions of the children of Israel, because they have perverted their way, they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, you backsliding children, I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we are come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Truly in vain is the help that is looked for from the hills, the tumult on the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. But the shameful thing has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Let us lie down in our shame, and let our confusion cover us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God.